Raging Bullies, Flyers Give Fans Room to Break Stuff for Fun. By AP on October 11, 2019. Philadelphia, AP, the Flyers have turned their fans into raging bullies. Philadelphia sports fans have been implicated in the sports crimes of throwing snowballs and batteries and of late haymakers at horses and athletes, so why not let them smash and bash inanimate objects for cash inside a controlled environment? Grab a helmet and baseball bat and step up to the plate. Flyers fans can take a swing for fun or just to take out frustrations on bottles, dishes or even a fishbowl stamped with a visitor's logo. Strictly speaking, anything that shatters to the strains of metal music cranked to 11. The Flyers opened their Rage Room at the home opener on Tuesday night as part of $265 million overhaul of the 23-year-old Wells Fargo Center. The arena has been home to Wing Bowl, Gritty, Indoor Football, a Royal Rumble and a Republican National Convention. But never an NBA or NHL champion. So it's little wonder Flyers fans need to let off some steam and go crazy in a secret room nestled in the upper level for fans in the new $25 standing room only section. The franchise that once satiated fans with the bloodlust of the Broad Street Bullies during the glory years of their 1974 and 1975 Stanley Cup championships has gone from the hammer to sledgehammers to let fans take their whacks inside a dorm-sized room. The concept is definitely one of a kind and non-traditional, Flyers executive Valerie Camillo said. We ran the concept by some of our fans who told us they thought this would be a fresh way to have some harmless fun. The Flyers charge $35 per person or $60 for 2 for 5-minute rage sessions and will let up to 14 fans per game try their best at high-sticking. There are both online reservations and walk-up slots available. There are no current plans to open the room for 76ers games or other events. The room is accessible through a bookcase straight out of Wayne Manor and, like Batman, fans change into their Rage Room costume of jumpsuit and safety helmet. The first Flyers fan to give it a slap shot was Peter Caxioppoli, of New York. He swung a hockey stick at a place setting that would make Martha Stewart wince and later took aim on a fishbowl which had the NJ Devils logo. Caxioppoli said he's been a partial season ticket holder for a very frustrating 5 years, and was thrilled to take part in the demolition derby. I broke the stick, which was a lot of fun, Caxioppoli said. The bat is easy to wield. I played baseball for a long time, so it was easy to throw a couple of plates and smash those. The sledgehammer was fun, too. It was a good time. If losing doesn't agitate fans enough, they can rage against the obscene. A 24-ounce beer can cost $14.50. A jumbo hot dog is $6 and a plant-based burger hits $13. The Eagles once sent rowdy fans to a small jail inside since demolished Veterans Stadium as a way to curb boorish behavior. Now, the Flyers want you to come up and face off for fun against the glass. A reason to go wild as the home team tries to break a championship drought.